Note reference, 14, the appetites, in other words, are to be kept in check. Reason must keep us from giving in to our desires. Dante has a different, Christian, view. All love is good in Dante's view as long as it is directed toward an appropriate object in an appropriate way. He counters Virgil's Stoic view that free will should curb love with the Christian view that free will should direct love. Dante thinks that you should intensify your love and be committed to whatever attracts you with total devotion, and then if it fails to satisfy you, which it surely will, you can learn from your mistakes until you finally find someone or something worthy of total passion and commitment. The last thing you should do is trim your desire. Free will allows you to train your desires in the right direction. It seems as though Dante admits a variety of desirable goals. At least that's what it looks like. The question is whether Dante can be consistent. In particular, the question is whether Dante thinks it is possible to find someone or something here on earth that is worthy of total passion and commitment. To the extent that he cannot, he runs the risk of recapitulating Augustine's error of giving an interpretation of Christianity that can't make sense of an embodied, incarnated Christ. Page 129.